For centuries until the Reformation, the organized church had forgotten this principle that we were sinners saved by grace. It would always be good to remember why we celebrate this day, for it was a day and time when the true church of Jesus Christ had moved through the unction and the power of the Holy Spirit, were called to break away from the works righteousness that existed for many centuries within the organized, official, symbolic church. Men and women for too long have been put under the yoke of works righteousness and legalism, hoping these carnal methods would be the way to salvation. God used men like Luther and Calvin and Zwingli to break away, to free themselves from the chains of dead orthodoxy that had been promoted through the ritualism, and declare that through faith in Christ and His shed blood, and that alone could any man or woman, a boy or girl, ever hope to inherit eternal life. They declared that salvation was totally of God and a gift that could not be earned by giving money into the coffers of the church or through faithful church attendance or even the partaking of the Lord's table. They also taught us that the way of salvation is through humility and brokenness over our sin, which leads to repentance and faith alone in the finished work of Christ. It is only when we understand that Christ paid it all, that there is nothing we could do to earn or keep our salvation, that we will daily be motivated to confess our sins and desire to live for Him. This great gift of salvation and transformation that He has given to us freely by His grace, for by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So this morning, as we come to confess our sins, what sins do you need to come clean with God on? What addictions are you still struggling with? For some of us, it could be the sin of gossip or judgmentalism or unbelief. For others, it may be the addiction of gluttony or pornography. Statistics show that half of pastors in America, half of all pastors in America, are struggling with the addiction of pornography. What lesser lovers are you still chasing? What mirages do you think are going to make you happy apart from Christ? Let's take a moment this morning and bow our heads and ask the Holy Spirit to convict us and search our hearts for those things in our life that need to be repented of. David said in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I hope this morning repentance and seeking the forgiveness of sin is not a ritualism for you, but it comes from the contrition of the heart as a gift of the Holy Spirit that leads to true change. Do you have that gift this morning? Has your life been truly changed by the evidence of a desiring life to be pleasing to our Lord? If you don't have this gift, then I beg you to ask God for that gift, because your eternal destiny depends upon it. Father, we thank you this morning that we, by your grace, have received the gift of eternal life. And I pray, Lord, we'd never forget we are sinners saved by grace. We never think that we can earn it or merit it, that we'll ever be good enough. How foolish it is to think that. Thank you, Lord, for being our propitiation, our wrath bearer, that we could have life eternal. And help our lives, Lord, to live for you every day. In your name we pray. Amen.